This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. China's retaliatory tariffs have halted red meat trade. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
While Trump administration officials suggested last week that a de-escalation of trade tensions between the United States and China could be coming soon, neither side has adjusted recently heightened tariff rates. Aaron Bohrer, U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis, said this has had a broad impact on the entire red meat industry.
There's a mad scramble to try to, essentially find new homes for this product that is in the pipeline that was produced for China. And remember that for China, we have special China labeling. It's ractopamine-free product with a China label both on the bag and the box. So it's costly production specific for China and thus difficult to, reroute or find a new home for this product.
While USMEF is always working to expand and diversify export markets, China has unique product needs that other destinations cannot fully replace. Bohrer said that China being absent from the market puts a lot of money for cattle and hog producers at risk.
Without that China bid, we're looking at $150 to $165 per head industry loss, and added up over a year, that would be about a $4 billion lost opportunity on the beef side. And for pork, again, China's the number three market, and for variety meats, China's still our dominant customer. And so without China on the pork side, we estimate the losses of about $8 to $10 per head spread across that total industry for the year is about $1 billion loss.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.